Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks, and thank you for getting up early. You're an entertainer. I assume you don't, typically get up this early.
Well, I'm also a dad, so it's okay. Get up.
Oh, really? How many youngsters do you have?
I've got three. They're usually up by now anyway, so it's all
Sure.
good.
It's interesting that artists are, kind of rewriting lyrics, getting away from their usual performance venues. Queen, Adele, Billy Joel, and now you. What got you into the parody game?
I grew up listening to guys like Weird Al, and actually Weird Al was one of my first concerts growing up, and I've just been a fan forever. And I've always had a silly sense of humor anyway. My banter in between songs and shows is always silly. And the last year and a half, I've been kind of writing sillier songs with the children's music project that I've been doing. So when all this happened and stuff, my natural inclination was to sort of respond to it with humor. And the Billy Joel song, We Didn't Start the Fire, sort of came to mind. And I didn't expect to get any attention from it. And I posted it. And sure enough, out of all the things I've done over the last 15 years in my career, this one thing is sort of taken off. And, it's given people a lot of levity over this whole situation. And people are enjoying it, and so they keep asking for it, and I'm happy to sit down and it's a lot of fun to write as a creator songwriter to take these classic songs and sort of give them a funny little spin.
I'm glad that you feel that way because, I watched your music videos and I didn't get any sense of comedy per se. You're very, very good. And I said, why don't I know who this guy is? But now that I know that you love Weird Al and you're kind of silly, you probably don't feel so badly about the fact that you went undiscovered for 15 years and now everybody loves We Didn't Spread the Virus.
Yeah, no, it's nice. As a musician, you have your ups and downs, and you get attention from this or that and whatever. But like I said, I've never had anything connect with people so well, and so it's nice to be this deep into my career and to know what I'm doing is helping people. Every day I'm getting comments from all around the world, and it's amazing of people just commenting saying, you really helped me through my day. This is really getting hard, but watching your videos is just putting a smile on my face. And that's worth so much to me. It's just awesome to see.
All right, so you have three children. What are their ages?
They're 3, 5, and 8.
Your hands are full now that you're at home. You can't even escape.
No, I can't. It's an ironic thing because my wife and I have talked about homeschooling for the last several years, and all of a sudden we're kind of forced to try it out and see how it would work. So here we are now, but we're making the best of it for sure. It's definitely a handful. I mean, we've got three little voices nonstop. I have a question. What's this mean? And we're trying to balance it all. It's new, and we weren't quite ready for it, but here we are, like I said. So it hasn't been too bad so far.
You mentioned that you have a 15-year career. You're in your mid-30s. You've been featured in People magazine, Billboard, Guitar Player. You also were on Fox Business Channel as an expert in do-it-yourself indie musician. Things have really changed getting music played nowadays. I mean, are you surprised that, as you said earlier, you're kind of breaking out now and not going the traditional record label route?
At this point, nothing surprises me. I started my career right at the boom of independent musicians making the most of their online tools. Back then, when I started, it was MP3.com. Then it was MySpace, and grew into all these other things. Went through the Napster phase, where you're fighting people downloading your music, and you're like, "Buy my CD." And now CDs aren't, really even a thing, and vinyl's coming back, so it's unpredictable really. I just embrace it as it comes and make the best of, anytime an opportunity like this happens, you just make the best and you run with it, and hopefully people will check out, the other music that I've made over the years, and maybe it'll open up an opportunity to create music for other people too. You never know.
Yeah, we'll give that information here in a moment when we wrap up. I'm wondering if you're going to do any streaming concerts a la Dave Matthews and even Bon Jovi. Have you seen what he's doing?
Yeah, I've seen those popping up. With the kids around, it's like, do I just do it and hope they don't come in and go crazy, or, you know, do I try to keep them separate out of the room or something like that? But that's the great thing about doing live shows is online is it's just a real environment. You know, people see you in your home as you are, and it's a really intimate way to connect with an audience. But yeah, I'm definitely planning on those coming up probably within the next week.
Your music project or I guess identity is Five Times August. Brad Skistimus, our guest this morning. And Brad, how can they get to Five Times August? Because I think that's what they need to go to find your music, to listen to it, and maybe even buy some of it.
Yeah, sure. You can check out fivetimesaugust.com. It's all spelled out, FiveTimes, August. And you can look it up on Spotify. And if you have kids, you can check out my other music project. It's for kids. It's educational music. It's called the Juice Box Jukebox.
I love that. We didn't spread the virus is the reason we're talking this morning, and I'm going to keep an eye on your stuff now. If I see some more parodies, we may have to talk again, Brad. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, my friend, take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.